I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's upcoming elections hold the potential for change. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says believers are praying for an open-minded political contender to challenge the current Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu Nationalist Party. These authorities have a no-tolerance policy concerning religious minorities. There were more attacks in the first 8 months of 2023 than in all of last year. Pray the Lord would direct the elections according to his will. And in the Tigray region of Ethiopia, rebuilding has begun in the wake of a brutal two-year civil war. Invading forces used mass sexual assault against women and girls as a weapon of psychological warfare. Eric Foley of the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says cultural attitudes in the region make surviving these horrific assaults difficult. If a woman admits to being sexually assaulted, people shame her. But Christians in the region push against this idea. Pray these women would find hope and freedom in Jesus. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.